Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and the all-new Kia Sportage, which has been unleashed, Jared.
Tony Shepherd to join us shortly to tell us how he's going to pinch the Grand Prix. But here's the opening round scoop. I've got some information. I've got some mail.
The Healy fixture.
Wednesday night. Just imagine how good this is going to be. Dogs v. Demons or Demons v. Dogs, depending on whose home ground it is.
Assume the Demons.
Yep. Carlton v. Tigers. On Thursday night. You got a problem with this so far?
No, I like it so far, apart from the fact that it's starting on Wednesday.
Brisbane v. the Bombers at the Gabba.
Okay, I like that. Yep, Bombers, two finals teams, Brisbane looking to go one further, yep.
So that's a pretty fair start, wouldn't you?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, let's lock that in.
Surprised you didn't get the Giants in there, Jared.
Well, I did have the Giants in there, but I'm saving them up for a bigger blockbuster later in round two. Tony Shepherd joins us. The chairman of GWS is also the chairman of Sydney Stadia, among other things.
New South Wales.
Tony, it's been a while. Welcome to you.
Hey, Jared. Good to be hearing from you again.
Yes, we haven't had our post-season post-mortem, but we'll get to that. Yep, it was a pretty fair finish by you guys, and it augurs well for the season coming up. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about you trying to grab yourself a special event up there in Sydney.
Yeah, probably. What are you doing, Tony? This is our event.
Yeah. You don't have ownership in perpetuity. You stole it from Adelaide. In fact, I'm in Adelaide at the moment, and they're all wishing me the best.
So
the Premier down.
So can I ask you this, Tony? If you pinch this one, would this be your first special event up there in Sydney? You've got an NRL Grand Final. We ticked that off, but.
That's not a special event.
Well,
that's
a backyard
event. It's a very special event.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a very special event.
Yeah, it's special, but I'm not on the global scene just yet. It's quite there with the Melbourne Cup.
It has about 600 million viewers, so it's pretty well up there.
It's got a couple of viewers, yeah. I mean, if you're believing that rhetoric from St. Peter, you'll believe anything. Tell us, how do you go about getting it? Who do you have to win over?
Well, you have to win over the owners of the F1, and obviously I'm not directly involved in this. This is something that our government people will be doing, our destination people, led by Stuart Ayres, the
sports
great minister.
Yep.
sport, and sort of a destination minister for tourism and what have you. Mm. He's a very smart guy, and he's, of course, a very strong supporter of the Giants, which just shows you how intelligent
he
is
smart
as well.
Bloke.
Yeah. And so it's up to the government and it's up to the owners of the Grand Prix to make that sort of decision. But it'll be a fabulous event in Sydney, and it certainly inspire the city, that's for sure.
Tony, why would it be better in Sydney than it is in Melbourne?
Oh, it's just a better city.
Well, that's simply not true.
Well, you obviously haven't spent enough time here.
Well, Jared has. Jared, you make the call. You're the one that's lived in both cities.
Sydney's got its nose in front in a lot of areas.
Oh, come on.
There you go. I rest my case. Guys.
It's got its nose behind in a few areas. But, Tony, can I ask you a question that may well not have an answer? How much would it cost you to get it? Because given
I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. I have no idea what.
How much do you reckon that we're tipping in? Because it's under lock and key, and no one ever is able to know.
I honestly don't know. Although I do remember that we set up Transurban many years ago when we got Melbourne City Link, and I was we had our arm twisted to be the first sponsors of the Grand Prix. So I have had an association with the Grand Prix from the day it started in Melbourne. Anyway, but. That was Jeff Kennett saying to us, well, you've got to do the right thing by the city and our sponsors the Grand Prix, which we did. Yeah,
and that would have been commercially sensitive, like everything else, where we're tipping out more than the most average people would like to know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, now look, I don't know whether the government here will succeed in getting it or not, but, a bit of competition doesn't hurt anybody. That's what we do in the sporting world. It's all about competition and getting the best deal you can. So
The bridge would have to be part of the track, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I think the bridge would be, again, I think this is my view. I think the bridge would be extremely difficult because, for a Grand Prix, you'd have to close the bridge down for at least 2 weeks, possibly three, and that would be totally
you got a tunnel.
Totally damaged.
You've got the tunnel there.
We've
you
got
could
a tunnel.
Well, hang on.
Put your Transurban hat on. You could force everybody into paying tolls.
Hang
at Transurban.
On, Jude. If you
haven't... It hasn't got enough capacity. I mean, the tunnel. You know, the tunnel takes two lanes each way, but the bridge takes eight lanes. Eight lanes each way.
So, Jared, if you're not going over the each way. Jared, if you're not going over the bridge, and you can't particularly drive a race car around the Opera House. Why are we moving it to Sydney for?
Where do we put it, Tony? Give us your best choice.
We've got a relatively big harbour, and we've got lots of roads around the harbour foreshore and what have you. So
we've got a lake here, Tony.
I know. Yeah. Nobody would go in it.
Tony, can I ask you? Do you see yourself significantly behind the MCG in the race for the second test? Or are you in there batting away
You've gone to cricket.
He's a man with many hats there, Tony.
Well, look, we're batting away. We looked after cricket last year, in the Indian series and bailed them out.
So they owe you. You reckon they owe you?
Yeah, well, there's no O's in sport, as you know. But,
that's right.
So, look, we're basically just saying to cricket, look, if you need us, we're here, and we're happy to have it, and we believe we'd get full capacity crowd because everybody's been starved of cricket for so long and sport, light sport for so long. We've got no restrictions, so, and it's a beautiful ground, so we reckon we can sell out two tests in Sydney, no worries at all.
Jeez, we've covered some topics tonight, Jared.
Well, Tony,
we'll be asking you about cola.
No, we won't be asking about cola. We need a whole show
don't
to do cola.
Those. You would. You'd need the whole show. You'd need to listen to me weeping as well at the same time. So,
Tony, give us your pass mark for the Giants. How many wins next year,
Jared?
Oh, look, we've been doing that. Jimmy Bartel runs a sweep every year, and I went last year because I got closest to the number. I haven't really looked at it well this year coming up, but my view would be 15 to 16 wins.
Well, that'll give you a fair chance of playing in big finals. Tony, appreciate you getting on the
line,
and enjoy yourself in Adelaide.
Thank you. Rightio. Thanks, guys.
Tony Shepherd.
Bye.
Giants chairman and potential thief of the Grand Prix.
You're kidding. There's no way Sydney are getting it.
I'm not saying they will.
Well, they're just going to drive it around the Ridge Streets where you used to live.
Can I ask you this? Do you think we should be boasting about being the most congested city, the biggest, most populated city?
You know what? It's funny you say that. It's exactly what I was thinking listening to Tom Elliott yesterday talk about how we're going to have 6.2 million by 2030. And I was thinking, but
traffic.
Do we actually want that?
Just think traffic.
I mean, Swan Street and Chapel Street already and not everyone's back at work. It's as standstills. If we have one incident, if someone scratches the side of their car on Eastlink, the whole joint stops.
I think we're getting thrown to a break. We've got 2 minutes, have we? We've got 20 seconds. I'll tell you how far we've come. When I first went to Torquay as an 8-year-old, it was one lane down and one lane back. It took forever around public holidays and Easter. Nothing's changed, and yet we've got four lanes both ways.
I dare say the world has changed a fair bit since you were 8, Jared.
Yeah, but the time takes exactly the same.